Thank you, Minister. Thank you, Commissioners. With this, I would like to give the floor to the journalist present here in the room. Let's start there with Euroactiv, if I'm correct. Yes.
Hello, Sofia Sanchez-Manzanero from Euroactiv. Question for Commissioner Hansen. Many ministers at the doorstep have expressed their concern over the EU-Mercosur trade deal that was announced on Friday, and many of them want to see the text in detail before giving their final position on a potential vote in the future. When are they going to see the what was negotiated? Are we going to have to wait for translations, or is this going to happen earlier? Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that question. And indeed, the ministers are right to ask for the translations from the negotiated text, because on that basis, I think it's the best to judge on the basis of the concrete results that have been achieved. As you know, while this can take some time, the legal scrubbing is something that is not done in a few moments. And there is the necessary time. But I think it's very important to be legally sound as well when it comes to the translations, because then ministers can make a well-informed decision. And as you know, also this negotiation took place on the basis of a mandate given by the member states to the European Commissions. And since the European Commission deemed that those results were, it was in line with the mandate, it was decided to sign this. Now, of course, it will be the role of the co-legislators, not only the member states, but also the European Parliament, to take stock of what has been achieved and then decide on that basis if this is in line with the expectations. But this is, of course, still in the future. So I hope the co-legislators will take the appropriate time. But nonetheless, I think it is very important as well to hear the concerns by the farming community. And that is something that we will, of course, always take very seriously. Nonetheless, I think the agreement has a lot of safeguard clauses already and safeguard mechanisms inside of the tariff rate quotas. So this is already something that should, in principle, avoid the negative impacts. And that is what co-legislators will now be looking at.
Thank you, Commissioner. Let's see the second question in the middle of the row.
Good evening. No question to Mercosur, so don't worry. Simon Clyde, Agra Europe. But a question on another important issue. As the requests for a strong agri-budget are growing again, should the rule of law mechanism be applied more strictly onto the CAP money? In the past, it was not really the case. And there are certain critics that, how money is in certain member states used, and what is your opinion on this issue? Thank you very much.
To me or
to you?
Well, of course, the rule of law mechanism is clearly a priority for the European Commission. But I think we should avoid that it is necessary that the rule of law mechanism is applied. So therefore, I think it is very important to have discussions and negotiations beforehand to avoid such clashes. So that is, of course, will always be the priority, to avoid these kind of differences. And that is something that is very clear in my mind and as well in the mind of the Commission.